Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden Monday named his top officials to deal with the country's coronavirus-ravaged economy, including former Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen to be the first woman to lead the Treasury Department in its 231-year history. Biden's latest appointments underscore the incoming president's promise to create a top rung of officials that demographically looks like America, one staff with several female appointees and people of color. Biden is preparing to take office at his inauguration as the 46th U.S. president on January the 20th. The United Nations appealed Tuesday for a record $35 billion to provide life-saving humanitarian support for 160 million people next year as the economic fallout from the coronavirus pandemic has pushed millions into extreme poverty worldwide. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres called on donors to help those at greatest risk in their darkest hour of need. The UN has already warned about alarming levels of hunger in seven countries that could tip into famine next year without assistance. They include Afghanistan, Burkina Faso, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Ethiopia, Nigeria, South Sudan, and Yemen. 2 weeks ago, the UN released $100 million from an emergency fund in a bid to prevent further deterioration. And the World Health Organization says that it's very worried about the rapidly growing surge of coronavirus cases in Brazil and Mexico. Mexico, cumulative 105,000 COVID deaths so far. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, via remote. This is VOA News. Britain and the European Union are warning each other that time is running out to reach a Brexit trade deal, with big differences still to be bridged on state aid and enforcement and fishing. Britain leaves the EU at the end of December when a transition period of informal membership ends following its formal departure last January. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says a deal would be preferable, but that Britain will flourish without one. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo urged Ethiopia to stop the fighting as Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed commended his troops for what he termed their victory in the Tigrayan capital of Mekelle. Pompeo spoke with Ahmed on Monday, urging a complete end to the fighting in Tigray, a start to dialogue and free, safe, unhindered humanitarian access. Claims of violence and death tolls have been impossible to confirm, as telecommunications and internet service have been cut off in Tigray since fighting began. Abiy announced a military offensive against the regional government in Tigray on November the 9th, make that the 4th, saying it was in response to an attack by Tigray forces on a federal military base. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said China's rise could present an important opportunity for the economies, but posed an important challenge to our security. Speaking at a news conference ahead of the meeting of the Military Alliance foreign ministers, the NATO leader said Beijing is investing massively in new weapons and tries to intimidate other countries. China has provided North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and his family with an experimental coronavirus vaccine, according to a U.S. analyst, citing two unidentified Japanese intelligence sources. North Korea has not confirmed any coronavirus infection, but South Korea's National Intelligence Service has said an outbreak there cannot be ruled out. Microsoft said last month that two North Korean hacking groups tried to break into the network of vaccine developers in multiple countries, without specifying the companies that were targeted. Amnesty International is urging the United Nations Security Council to renew its arms embargo on South Korea, make that South Sudan, saying violence, atrocities, and war crimes against civilians have quadrupled this year, despite a ceasefire and formation of a unity government in February. For more news, please join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.